Chapter 2, Strategic Judgments. Mao Zedong pointed out, "The correct deployment of the commander comes from the correct determination. The correct determination comes from the correct judgment, and the correct judgment comes from the thoughtful and necessary reconnaissance and the coherent thinking of various reconnaissance materials. The commander uses all possible and necessary reconnaissance methods to remove the various materials of the enemy's situation obtained through reconnaissance, remove the false, and preserve the truth. Think about the other from the outside and the inside, and then add his situation to study the comparison and mutual relationship between the two sides, and thus form judgments, make up their mind, and make plans. This is the entire process of understanding the situation before making every plan for strategy, campaign, or battle." 17. To correctly judge the situation, it is the basic basis for formulating routes, guidelines, and policies. Strategically judged accurately, strategically planned scientifically, and strategically won the initiative, the cause of the party and the people will be promising. 18. Strategic judgment is the process of analyzing, predicting, judging, and drawing conclusions on major issues related to national security and military conflict. It is the premise and basis for strategic decision-making and strategic guidance, and has a significant impact on the overall use and construction of military forces. The essence of strategic judgment is to reveal the nature and internal relations of things through complicated phenomena to obtain a correct understanding of the overall situation of the strategy. Its main purpose and task is to analyze the international and domestic environment facing national security and development in a certain period from the overall situation, discover threats, distinguish between enemies and friends, predict the end of the battle, analyze the comparison of forces, evaluate strategic risks, and weigh the pros and cons so as to provide a reliable and objective basis for strategic decision-making and guidance. Section 1, the content of strategic judgment. Strategic judgment involves politics, economy, military, diplomacy, science and technology, culture, and other fields, as well as international, peripheral, and domestic aspects. The content is very extensive, usually including the security environment, national interests, characteristics of war, power balance, and strategic risks. 1. Safe environment. The security environment is the primary content of strategic judgment, and the correct judgment of the security environment is the prerequisite for the correct formulation of military strategy. The judgment of the safety environment is carried out on the basis of accurately grasping the theme and characteristics of the times. One is to judge the world strategic situation. The world strategic situation is related to the survival and development of a country and affects the objects, nature, goals, and enemy-friend relations of a country's military conflicts. It is the international environment and conditions for the implementation of military operations and has important constraints and influences on strategy. To judge the world's strategic situation, we should grasp the world's strategic structure, the nature and status of the relationship between the major powers and the main forces, and the basic trend of the development of the security situation. On this basis, it focuses on the analysis, the current status and development trends of various contradictions and disputes in the world, the trends of international hotspots, the root causes and inducing conditions that lead to crises, conflicts, and even wars, the attitudes of major powers to the world's major disputes and hotspot issues, possible and the degree of involvement, the military policy of the relevant country and the ability to take military actions, the significant impact of major changes in the international political and economic situation on the relations between major powers and alliances, the composition, nature, development trend, and possible joint actions of military alliances between countries, the adjustment of the geostrategy of major countries, and the possible strategic impact on us. When wars and other military operations occur, the reaction of international public opinion, the attitudes of major countries and international organizations, the possibility of triggering a chain reaction, the restrictive effect of international law, and the impact of war consequences and effects, international political turmoil, economic crises and terrorist activities, the influence of the expansion of our national interests, etc. Through comprehensive analysis, make overall judgments on the world's strategic situation, and focus on the relationship between friends and enemies in international struggles, major strategic opponents, international forces that may be sought or used, and various international factors, and the effect and influence on the implementation of wars and other military operations. The second is to judge the surrounding safety environment. Peripheral security environment refers to the conditions and factors of neighboring countries or regions that affect their own security, which has a direct impact on the country's military strategy and preparations for military conflict. The peripheral conditions and factors that affect national security have both favorable and unfavorable aspects. However, the focus of strategic judgment is to analyze its adverse effects, especially whether neighboring countries use force or use force as a backing to infringe or endanger China's sovereignty, security, and development interests. Judging the surrounding security environment should mainly start from three aspects. First, to see whether there are fundamental conflicts of interest and major strategic differences between the neighboring countries and our country. Second, to see whether they have military forces or war potential that endanger China's security or infringe upon China's sovereignty and interests. Third, to see whether it adopts a policy of hostility to our country, especially whether there is an attempt to use force or threat of force and military deployment against our country. Through comprehensive weighing and comprehensive analysis, we can identify the source, nature, and extent of threats to our country's security, and clarify the main strategic opponents and main combat targets, especially the type, intensity, and harm of military conflicts and wars that may occur. In the coming period, in the face of major changes unseen in a century, we should focus on analyzing the national security strategies and military strategic adjustments of the world's major powers and their impact on the security of our surroundings. The trends of the world's major powers in strengthening their military alliances and making strategic deployment adjustments in our surroundings and its impact. The basic policies, strategic guidance, military deployment, and possible use of military forces in disputes between neighboring countries and China on land territories, island sovereignty, and maritime rights and interests, especially the factors that may lead to military conflicts and wars, and clarify with whom to fight, where to fight, what kind of battle to fight, etc. The third is to judge the domestic security environment. The domestic security environment is the main objective basis and condition for the use and construction of a country's military power, and it has a major impact on planning and guiding the overall situation of military conflicts. Judging the domestic security environment mainly includes three aspects: the political aspect, mainly the implementation of the party and the country's major policies, the domestic political stability and social stability, the morale of the people, the hostile forces, especially the situation of Taiwan independence, separatist forces, and the three forces, international terrorist forces, national separatist forces, religious extremist forces, and others' activities and other security risks, etc. Military aspects are mainly military strength and war potential, especially the degree of preparation for military conflict, joint combat capabilities, national defense mobilization capabilities, etc. In terms of economy and science and technology, it mainly refers to the country's economic situation, economic layout, and technological level. 2. National interest needs. National interest needs are the basic focus of strategic judgment. To judge the needs of national interests, it is necessary to distinguish between core interests, important interests, and general interests according to the connotation of national interests and the degree of harm that may be caused when threatened, and focus on confirming the core interests that are related to the country's survival and development foundation and lifeblood, and use this to determine the bottom line and timing of the use of military means, and clarify the goal orientation of military conflicts and the strategic effects pursued. It is necessary to place specific military operations in the overall layout of national security and development to understand and grasp, determine the degree of connection between military operations and the overall national interest, the status and role of military conflicts in the overall national struggle, and political and diplomatic struggles versus military conflicts, the requirements and constraints of the military, especially the requirements for the timing, scale, method, intensity, and battle control of the use of military means, focusing on the basic trend of the expansion of national interests and the challenges it faces, identifying the nature, main direction, space, and field of the threat, and determining the focus of military conflict preparations, the focus of strategic planning, and the thinking methods and military forces used by military forces on this basis, the direction of future construction and development. It is necessary to comprehensively analyze, weigh, and compare benefits, costs, and risks, and conduct strategic risk assessments on the possible consequences of using military means to achieve specific interest needs. 3. Characteristics and trends of war. Analyzing the characteristics and trends of war, understanding the overall situation of current world wars and peace, and revealing the basic laws of modern warfare are important basis for correctly formulating military strategies and planning strategic guidance. The first is to analyze the basic trend of contemporary war and peace. It mainly includes the basic contradictions of the contemporary world and the root causes that may trigger war, the possibility of hegemony triggering war and its restrictive factors and mechanisms, the strategic trend and development of the hegemonic country's threat of war, the influence of hegemonism, national separatism, religious extremism, and international terrorism on war and peace, the characteristics and development trends of world powers in planning and responding to local wars, the different characteristics and manifestations of modern local wars and armed conflicts. Hegemonic countries and its vassals are the situations of military interference in the affairs of third world countries by competing for geostrategic advantages and safeguarding vested interests. Wars and conflicts caused by conflicts in territories, borders, ethnic groups, religions, and economic rights in developing countries. Through the analysis of the overall characteristics and trends of contemporary war and peace, grasp the focus of current international conflicts of interests, and identify the nature, types, and manifestations of war threats. The second is to analyze war patterns and development trends. The form of war reflects the overall state of war based on certain social productive forces composed of certain pillar military technologies and dominant combat methods. With the development of human society, the form of war has experienced three stages: Cold War, Hot War, and Mechanized War. It is currently in the stage of information warfare and is evolving to intelligent warfare. Analyzing the development trend of war forms should focus on the analysis. The multipolarization of the world structure and economic globalization restrict the scale, means, and intensity of information warfare. The impact of nuclear, chemical, and biological threats on modern warfare, and nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons in warfare, and the role of high-tech groups represented by information technology and artificial intelligence technology on the material and technological foundation of modern warfare. The prominent role of information intelligent weaponry and precision strike capabilities in modern warfare. The continuous expansion of war space and its profound changes to the combat style. The continuous enhancement of the antagonism of the war system and its requirements for multi-domain integrated joint operations. The third is to analyze the wars that our country may face and their characteristics. Correctly grasping the characteristics and trends of modern warfare is an important basis for judging the wars and characteristics that our military may face in the future. The wars that our country will face in the future have not only the commonalities of similar wars in the world, but also their own personalities. A concrete analysis of the wars that our country may face and their characteristics should focus on revealing individual characteristics while grasping the common development trend of world wars. To this end, it is necessary to reveal the types of wars that our country may face in the future, combat objects, scales of wars, and their main aspects from the perspectives of the political objectives and constraints of the war, changes in the battlefield environment, the comparison of forces between the enemy and ourselves, and the application of high-tech science and technology in the military field, and other main features. 4. The power balance. Military conflict, especially war, is a contest of comprehensive strength between the two opposing parties based on military power. Analyzing the comparison of forces, we should make a comprehensive comparison of the military, politics, economy, technology, diplomacy, geography, and other aspects of the two sides to determine the comprehensive strength of the two sides, grasp the strengths and weaknesses of the two sides, and the strengths and weaknesses so as to correctly formulate military strategies and plan military conflicts, prepare and implement strategic actions to provide a reliable basis. Analyzing the power balance focuses on the following aspects. The first is the balance of military power, judging mainly from the scale of the armed forces of both sides and the potential for war mobilization, the level of weaponry and equipment development, the basic characteristics of military strategy and combat thinking, and the ability of strategic commanders and their command organizations to organize and direct wars. It is not only necessary to analyze the power comparison with a direct combat target, to judge the possibility of provocation and create major crisis events, but also to pay attention to the comparison with the main strategic opponents and their alliance forces, and to judge their military intervention capabilities and possible methods. At the same time, we must also pay attention to the power comparison with other opponents who may take the opportunity to provoke conflicts, so as to provide a reliable basis for me to formulate strategic strategies and adopt strategic measures. Analyzing the power comparison of information warfare, it should shift from platform comparison to system comparison, from focusing on quantity and scale comparison to focusing on quality and efficiency comparison, from static comparison to dynamic comparison, and from two-dimensional comparison to multidimensional and multi-domain comparison. In terms of combat capability, more attention is paid to the comparison of information combat capability, electronic warfare capability, long-range combat capability, and multi-domain combat capability. The second is the comparison of political and diplomatic conditions. Mainly by analyzing the nature of the country, political and legal systems, political security situation, basic internal and external policies, alliances, and influence in the world, etc., to determine whether the state regime has the ability to gather morale and unite other political forces in the country, support and implement the war policy, and strive for strong support and cooperation from the international community, international organizations, and alliance countries. In the context of the multipolarization of the world, local wars often have a significant impact on the regional and world situation. Strategic instructors must pay full attention to the political and diplomatic situation of both sides when formulating military strategies. The third is the comparison of economic and technological power. It is mainly through the analysis of the country's overall economic strength and technological development to determine the ability of both sides to support war, the ability of economic and technological power to transform into actual military combat methods, and the impact on the process, outcome, and combat methods of the war. The fourth is strategic geographical conditions. Mainly to investigate the terrain, weather, hydrology, transportation, resources, and other natural conditions of the battlefield and related areas, the geographical layout and mutual relations of military, political, and economic forces, and the situation of strategic locations, focusing on identifying the geographical conditions of the battlefield and strategic actions. In short, to scientifically carry out the comparison of power, it is necessary to combine the military power comparison with other power comparisons, the hard power and soft power comparisons, the actual power and the potential power comparison, and finally, the formation of the comparison of the comprehensive strength of the two sides, and thus judge its impact on military strategy. 5. Strategic risk. Strategic risk is the overall risk that may occur in the implementation of strategy, especially in response to military conflicts and wars. Military conflicts and wars are fierce confrontations between the armed forces of both sides, which are related to the national security and development of the overall situation, and are themselves a high-risk action. Modern military conflicts and wars involve diversified opponents, speeding up the combat process, many uncertain factors, major consequences, and higher risks. Therefore, judging strategic risk is an indispensable and important content of strategic judgment. Judging strategic risks usually starts from the following aspects. The first is the possible price of military conflicts and wars. Regardless of the scale of military conflicts and wars, once they are implemented, they will inevitably suffer losses while gaining strategic benefits, and they may pay varying degrees of costs in economic, diplomatic, military, and other aspects. Economic costs should be analyzed. The economic costs that we may pay to create a favorable environment, conduct war mobilization, and guarantee the implementation of operations, the possible economic damage to the enemy's key attack areas, and the economic losses caused by the economic and trade sanctions and financial attacks imposed by the hostile forces, the possible impact of blocked maritime strategic channels on trade and strategic resource imports, etc. The political and diplomatic costs should be analyzed. Whether the relevant countries have increased doubts about us, the influence of international public opinion on me, whether the image of peaceful development will be damaged, how much pressure and attack will be affected by anti-China forces, and whether our diplomatic relations with major countries in the world will go backwards, and so on. Military costs should be analyzed. The possible losses of personnel, equipment, and base facilities of participating troops, whether actual combat capabilities and combat weaknesses are exposed, and whether the surrounding security situation will further deteriorate. The second is the risk of military conflict or war escalation. Once a military conflict or war escalates, we will face a variety of strategic risks. First, it is necessary to judge whether we will respond to untimely and inappropriate risks, including whether we will suffer major losses in personnel and equipment, whether we will lose favorable opportunities for countermeasures, whether it will affect the morale of the military, and whether it will cause the other party to make strategic misjudgments, etc. Second, it is necessary to judge the risk of conflict and war escalation, including the scale and spatial scope of the expansion, whether it will be limited to the scope of conventional warfare, or will it be escalated to nuclear war, and whether it will affect the important strategic opportunity period of the country's development and its surrounding areas. The security environment has a major impact on the national strength, military strength, and economic affordability. Third, it is necessary to judge the strategic risks that may be caused by the frustration of military operations, including whether it will affect the smooth progress of follow-up operations and whether it will have a destructive impact on local or global targets. The third is the risk of external military intervention. The security environment around China is severe and complex, and there is always the risk of military intervention by external forces in military conflicts and wars. Once the scale of military conflict expands and external forces intervene by force, we will face a severe situation of 1-to-2 or even 1-to-many. The judgment of the risk of external intervention mainly includes whether the direct combat opponent has a close alliance relationship and strategic interest ties with external forces, the possible ways and extent of military intervention by external forces, whether direct and substantive military intervention will be carried out, and a comparison after military intervention of the overall strength of the enemy and ourselves, whether our political goals can be achieved, etc. The fourth is the risk of triggering a chain reaction. The linkage of security issues around China is increasing, and problems in one strategic direction may trigger a chain reaction in other strategic directions. The judgment of the risk of triggering a chain reaction includes in which strategic direction a chain reaction may occur, whether a chain reaction will occur in multiple directions at the same time, the threat sequence of a chain reaction in multiple directions at the same time, the nature and scale of the chain reaction, the favorable conditions and unfavorable factors of us dealing with the chain reaction. In short, military conflicts are highly uncertain, risky, and benefits and costs coexist. To objectively judge strategic risks, it is necessary to analyze the possible strategic benefits while carefully studying the possible costs in political, military, diplomatic, economic, and other fields, as well as the risks of war escalation, external intervention, and chain reaction, and from the perspective of system integration, weigh and compare the possible benefits with the costs and risks, draw corresponding judgments and conclusions, and provide a basis for strategic decision-making. Section 2. Requirements for strategic judgment. Strategic judgments must use the dialectical materialist world outlook and methodology, seek truth from facts, and scientifically analyze and understand the objective situation, reveal the intrinsic and essential connections of military conflicts, and prevent subjective assumptions. To this end, the following requirements should be implemented. 1. Comprehensive judgment. To make strategic judgments, we must stand on the overall perspective and objectively analyze the situation to prevent partiality and generalization. The integrity of military conflict and the overall nature of strategy require that strategic judgments must be objective and comprehensive, fully estimating the various possibilities of the development of the strategic situation, reducing the uncertainty of the overall understanding of military conflict and avoiding subjective and one-sided analysis and research, and cause major strategic mistakes. In the history of military conflict, it is not uncommon to see examples of losing strategic initiative due to poor insight into the overall situation. Those who do not seek for the entire world cannot seek for a while. Those who do not seek the overall situation cannot seek a single domain. Strategic judgment must stand at the height of the overall situation of national security and military conflict and take objectively existing actual conditions and trends as the object of analysis from the facts. Starting from the true colors of events, state of affairs, and actual processes, we integrate all aspects of the situation for systematic analysis and dialectical thinking to reflect the actual situation of military conflicts. It is also not possible to divorce from reality and rely on subjective wishes and preferences or preconceived to investigate and analyze strategic phenomena. To objectively and comprehensively examine the various factors and conditions related to the overall situation, one must see both the positive and the negative. It is long and the enemy is short. It is necessary to pay attention to the analysis of traditional security factors that affect national unity and territorial integrity, but also to analyze many non-traditional security factors under the conditions of the new era. It is necessary to pay attention to both the factors that threaten the national security interests and the interests of the country. Factors affecting national development interests. We must pay attention to both the conditions that lead to crises and wars and the conditions that promote peace and development. we must pay attention to both military factors and the analysis of politics, economics, diplomacy, science and technology, culture, law, and resources. It is necessary to understand the basic, tangible factors such as the enemy's strategic intentions, military deployment, and the quantity and quality of weapons and weapons, as well as to understand the opponent's history, philosophy, characteristics of the commander-in-chief, and other high-level intangible factors that affect the direction of the war. It is necessary to consider not only the situations that may occur under normal conditions, but also unexpected situations and complex and difficult situations. In short, we must focus on the overall interests, make comprehensive judgments on the basis of a comprehensive analysis of relevant conditions, enhance the objectivity and reliability of strategic judgments, grasp the overall picture and development trend of the strategic situation, and prevent concentrating on one point and generalizing to overcome the one-sidedness and the tendency of absolute and simplification of either or. To make strategic judgments, it is necessary to stand at the height of the overall situation of national security and military conflict and conduct a comprehensive investigation and mastery of strategic intelligence from a high level of strategic thinking to prevent missed judgments and misjudgments. It is necessary to have a comprehensive understanding of the enemy's situation, as well as to fully grasp our situation, as well as the relevant international conditions and geographical environmental conditions. The mastery of the enemy's situation should be based on a comprehensive grasp of the situation in peacetime, in accordance with the needs of preparing and implementing specific military operations, combined with the latest and multi-method strategic reconnaissance and identification to find out the enemy's military, political, diplomatic, and economic relevant circumstances, especially the latest strategic developments of the enemy, may lead to sudden changes and vicious changes in the situation, thereby posing a major threat to China. The grasp of our situation is mainly achieved through situation reports and notifications of relevant military and local departments, investigations of social conditions and the actual combat capabilities of the troops, battlefield surveys, weapon effect tests, and verification exercises. To master the international conditions, we must grasp the main trends of the international strategic environment through the characteristics of the times, the international pattern, the relationship between major powers, and the security situation of the world and surrounding areas. It is necessary to grasp the beneficial side of the international strategic environment. More importantly, we must grasp the unfavorable aspects of the international strategic environment. At the same time, we must also focus on development, thoroughly investigate the instability, variability, and plasticity in the international strategic environment, and grasp the various international conditions that we may strive for and use. To master the geographical environment conditions, it is necessary to strengthen the reconnaissance and forecasts before wars and military operations on the basis of comprehensively grasping their relatively stable conditions, focusing on their unstable and variable conditions, and mastering the law of their changes and their relationship with our side's actions. In short, it is necessary to comprehensively grasp strategic intelligence to provide accurate and reliable objective materials and basis for the formulation of military strategies and prevent missed judgments and misjudgments from affecting the effective development of military conflicts. 2. Systematic judgment. The so-called systematic judgment is to conduct a coherent, comprehensive, qualitative, and quantitative scientific analysis of the information obtained and the situation. The system judgment should highlight the following. First, analyze the conflict of interests. In the analysis of conflicts of interest, it is necessary to analyze the conflicts of interest with the main combat targets and major strategic opponents, as well as the collateral contradictions with the secondary opponents. It is necessary to analyze the conflicts of interests with the enemy country, as well as the conflicts with its alliances or organizations. Contradictions of interests. It is necessary to analyze the contradictions in national unity and sovereignty, as well as the contradictions in security interests, economic interests, etc. It is necessary to analyze the contradictions of traditional security interests involving the mainland and surrounding areas, as well as those contradictions of interests involving overseas, space, and the network and electromagnetic domains. The second is to analyze the enemy's strategic intentions. Strategic intent is the basic idea and plan for achieving the purpose of war and military operations. To analyze the enemy's strategic intentions, we must not only understand the basic characteristics of its political nature, strategic orientation, and high-level strategic thinking, decision-making, and behavior in general, but also specifically analyze its calculations and ideas to achieve specific goals under specific conditions. Both pay attention to its public announcements, but also pay attention to the analysis of its secret and undisclosed true intentions. It is necessary to analyze the basic purpose of the enemy's war and military operations, as well as to analyze the enemy's political, military, and economic aspects. Specific goals. It is necessary to analyze and evaluate the enemy's strategic goals, as well as the strategic means and strategic steps that the enemy may take to achieve its intentions. The third is to analyze the power balance between the enemy and ours. That is, to examine the enemy's military strength and war potential that endangers the country's security or violates its sovereignty and interests. The analysis of the power balance between the enemy and ours should not only analyze the military power comparison of the two sides, but also analyze the degree of support that the political and diplomatic operations of the two sides may receive in the international arena, and the difference in economic support for war and military operations, so as to determine the comparative situation of comprehensive strength of the two sides. Not only analyze and evaluate the quantity and quality of the military forces of both sides, but also analyze and evaluate the war mobilization capabilities of both sides, especially the systematic confrontation capabilities of the two sides' information warfare, non-contact, non-line combat capabilities, and use and protection, and the capabilities of weapons of mass destruction. Not only the analysis and evaluation of hardware, such as the level of weapons and equipment and the scale of military forces of both sides, but also the analysis and evaluation of their operational thinking, the ability of strategic commanders and their command agencies to plan, organize, and command wars and other software. The fourth is to analyze the deployment situation. That is to examine the targeted military deployment of the enemy infringing or threatening our country's sovereignty and interests in a series of combat readiness actions against our country. The analysis of the deployment situation should not only analyze the military deployment of face-to-face combat objects, but also analyze the strategic deployment of major strategic opponents in the periphery and the world. Not only must pay attention to the existing military presence, but also predict the possibility of rapid deployment in wartime or crisis. It is necessary to analyze not only the fixed deployment of theaters and directions, but also its mobile deployment across theaters and directions. Not only analyze the deployment of the main strategic direction, but also pay attention to the secondary strategic direction, deployment, and the relationship between the primary and secondary strategic deployments. It is necessary to analyze not only the deployment of the strategic internal line, but also the deployment of the strategic external line. It is necessary to analyze the military deployment of the strategic front, but also the military deployment of the strategic depth and the strategic rear. It is necessary to analyze the deployment on land, as well as the deployment in the electromagnetic field of ocean, air, space, and network. On this basis, analyze its impact on our Army's operations and evaluate the feasibility of our Army's deployment. Through systematic and comprehensive analysis, make a scientific judgment on the threat. If a country group has a fundamental conflict of interest with its own country, it also pursues a policy of hostility to its own country, and at the same time has military forces that endanger its own security and use force to resolve it. Attempts and deployments of interest disputes constitute a real threat to the national security. If there are conflicts of interest, but they do not have the military power to endanger their country, nor have they taken realistic targeted military actions and deployments, or although there are conflicts of interest and strong military strength, they have not adopted policies and measures that are hostile to their own country, actions and deployments threatened by force can be regarded as potential threats. According to the ability and degree of threat differentiations, it is a comprehensive threat to the overall security of the country. The overall interests have the ability to infringe, and those who attempt it, those who only have the ability to infringe and attempt to infringe on the local security and interests of the country, are a partial threat. 3. Key judgments. The so-called key judgments are to conduct an in-depth analysis of major issues and aspects related to the overall situation, reveal the nature of the phenomenon, and draw correct conclusions. Since strategic judgment involves politics, economy, military, science and technology, geography, culture, history, law, etc., the authenticity of the intelligence obtained by strategic reconnaissance is mixed, and the details are different. If you want to implement correct strategic judgments, don't be fooled by the enemy's large number of concealment and deceptive measures. Should find those basic aspects that reflect the confrontation between the enemy and ourselves from the complex surface phenomena and grasp the basic factors that determine the overall situation of the military conflict so as to achieve a deep understanding of its inner nature. At the same time, although the strategic situation is complex and changeable, it is often the main contradictions and key issues that restrict the development of the situation that determines the transformation of the strategic situation. Therefore, to reveal the essential connection of the strategic situation, it is necessary to conduct in-depth thinking on the basis of comprehensive understanding of the situation, removing the waste and the keeping the essentials, removing the false and storing the truth from the other, from the outside to the inside, and strive to grasp the main contradictions that determine the essence of things and the main contradictions. On the one hand, focus on the key parts and major issues that have a major impact and dominance on the overall situation. It is necessary to extend the understanding of the surface conditions of the enemy's forces, deployment, trends, and posture to thinking about the internal connections and causal relationships hidden behind the surface conditions. Through various phenomena and disguises, we must find the roots, identify the intentions, and reveal the essence. Under the conditions of informatization and intelligence, the amount of information in the strategic domain has increased unprecedentedly. On the one hand, it can disperse the traditional fog of war to a large extent, but at the same time, it has caused the flood and excess of information to a considerable extent, an overload, thus increasing the difficulty of strategic judgment. The correct strategic judgment is only related to the valuable strategic information and intelligence, and is not necessarily proportional to the total amount of strategic information. Therefore, to do a good job of strategic judgment under the conditions of informatization and intelligence, it is necessary to overcome the phenomenon of information flooding, pay attention to the identification, filtering, and screening of related information, and obtain as much as possible through the information noise and fog of war to grasp the essence and understanding of the specific situation. 4. Forward-looking judgment. The so-called forward-looking judgment is to grasp the development trend of the situation and make dynamic and foreseeable judgments. In strategic confrontation, the complexity of the strategic situation determines that strategic judgment is dynamic. Strategic instructors should focus on the development and changes of major situations related to national security and the overall situation of military conflicts, grasp the basic laws and trends, and carry out uninterrupted system analysis and dynamic judgments. The strategic judgments that have been made must be constantly supplemented and corrected in accordance with the new and changed circumstances. When the situation undergoes a turning point, it is necessary to break through the existing judgments and make new strategic judgments. Since strategic judgment is a forward-looking thinking activity with strong predictability, it is necessary to pay attention to the connection between the past, the present, and the future. Through tracking research and advanced research, we can fully estimate the various possibilities of the development and change of the war situation and grasp the development of things. On the basis of medium and long-term strategic forecasts and early warnings, we can make timely and accurate judgments on the current situation. Since war is evolving, strategic directors must update their concepts in time, get rid of the stereotypes of mechanized warfare, and use development vision and keen insight to accurately predict the new situations and problems that may arise in future informatized wars and intelligent wars, and make a strategic foresight in line with the new situation.